In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is the feast day of St. Anthony, the father of monks. It's useful for us to remember that prior to the Muslim invasion, North Africa as a whole, and Egypt in particular, were very Christian. In fact, Egypt was one of the first Christian nations in the world. The faith spread there very early, and St. Mark was the first patriarch of Alexandria. Well, St. Anthony was a young man, fairly wealthy young man, in Egypt. He had lots of property, and he was also a devout Christian. And as he was listening to sacred scripture, he came apart through the part where our Lord says to the rich young man, "Go sell all that you have and give to the poor, and then come and follow me." Now, this isn't for everybody, but St. Anthony discerned that it was for him, that the sacred scripture was not just their Lord was not just speaking to the man in sacred scripture. He was speaking to him. So after having made provisions for his younger sister, he sold all that he had, gave it to the poor, and then retreated out into the desert to live a life of solitude and prayer and penance. Now, he wasn't the first to do this, but because he was holy and because he was wise, several of the other hermits were attracted to him and placed themselves under his direction. And so he became their father or abbot, and he was the first abbot of the first monks. Let me tell you, the devil didn't like this one bit. The devil tried to tempt him. Didn't work. And so the devil, you know, when that doesn't happen, sometimes the devil loses his cool and tries to scare and appear, and he physically assault those. This happened to the cure of Ars, St. Jean-Marie Vianney. It happened to St. Pio, and it happened to several other saints. But it happened to St. Anthony. The devil appeared to him as fantastic creatures, and also physically assaulted him, to no avail. St. Anthony was also not entirely disinterested in what was going on around him. This was the time of the Arian heresy, those who denied the divinity of Christ, and that the then bishop of Alexandria was Athanasius the Great, who was kicked out of his diocese five times by the Arians, and each of the times he came back stronger. And his friend was St. Anthony, his friend who would help him to combat Arianism. And in fact, it was St. Athanasius who wrote the biography of St. Anthony. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.